Recently, an attorney for First Liberty wrote these words, quote, "The state of Oregon shut down Aaron and Melissa Klein's Sweet Cakes by Melissa business several years ago. The state penalized them $135,000 for the simple act of declining to create a custom wedding cake for a same-sex wedding ceremony before same-sex marriage was even recognized in Oregon. Ironically, the customers were bringing them repeat business. Aaron and Melissa had made a custom wedding cake for the marriage of one of their mothers," end quote. Well, this is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and during this portion of the program, we're going to talk with an attorney from First Liberty, and we're going to talk about the Sweet Cakes by Melissa case. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and Ken Klukowski, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
I appreciate it. All right, for those not familiar with the Sweet Cakes by Melissa story, other than what I just read, what do you want to add to it before we plow into what's happening now?
Well, I think that's the basics. It's Aaron and Melissa Klein are a blue-collar, working-income family. They got married straight out of high school. And in real salt-of-the-earth type people, young family, and after years of planning, they decided to try their own little shot at the American dream by opening up their own small business. They're both evangelical Christians, and so they wanted to run their business, which, taking advantage of Melissa's wonderful baking skills and ability, they and her artistic talent, they opened up a little corner bakery that they used as their ministry to the community, as their Christian testimony to those around them. And they had a nice little business going. It was still in the early years. And then they had, as you just referenced, one day someone came in to order a wedding cake. The reason this person came back is because Melissa had custom designed a cake for another person in their family. And during the intake process, because Aaron and Melissa don't sell cupcakes or sheet cakes, they don't sell any generic goods. Everything they do is a custom designed cake, custom designed to convey a particular message. And when the would-be customer explained that this was for a same-sex wedding, Aaron Klein said that he was sorry, but that they did not do same-sex marriages because of their Christian beliefs regarding marriage. And I think it's critically important to note two things here. First of all, they have had gay customers in the past. They've never turned away a customer for being gay. And second, this is not the only job that they had turned down. They declined to customize cakes for divorce parties. They declined to customize explicit messages for a bachelor party or bachelorette party. And they even declined to do Halloween baked goods. Now, of course, that's that really cuts into your business there. There are a lot of people who want Halloween decorations, and of course, many Christians feel comfortable participating in Halloween, treating it as a fun day, but there are other observant Christians who don't feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And because Aaron and Melissa don't, they have always turned down doing that kind of business as well. So consistent with how they've always run their business, they declined to customize a cake to celebrate a same-sex wedding. As you said, again, at the time, same-sex marriage wasn't even legal in that state. So this was a purely private event. There was no legal or public policy significance to it. But after that, the state of Oregon came after them. And said that they were violating the state's SOGI law, the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Non-Discrimination Law of the state, and assessed them over $135,000 in emotional damages, is what the state called them, that for declining to bake roughly a $400 cake, which, by the way, another bakery right down the street did it. So, I mean, it's not like there were no other bakeries in town who would have taken the job. that somehow a $400, somehow declining to customize a $400 and something cake equates to over $135,000 in damages, which the government actually seized from their bank accounts, from their personal bank accounts. And the business was shuttered. They were shut down. They were originally even placed on a gag order. They were on a Christian radio show where the host asked them about their faith, why they did what they did, how this all happened. And after they explained their beliefs, their evangelical Christian biblical beliefs on marriage between a man and a woman, the state came after them again, saying that that was the legal equivalent of posting a sign saying that they would not serve certain types of people, that that was advertising an intent to discriminate in the future. And Oregon law is famously vague in that regard, that it doesn't specify just how severe the penalties could be. So they were slapped with additional sanctions because of that and were put under an injunction. Again, an injunction with unknown consequences for violating it if they talked about their Christian faith again and how it relates to marriage publicly. Now, that is the one issue I will say that we prevailed upon in the Oregon Court of Appeals. Even the Oregon Court of Appeals said, oh, hey, wait a second. Under the First Amendment, no, you can't tell these Christians that they can't talk about, you know, what they believe the Bible teaches on these things. But in all other regards, the Oregon courts sustained what the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries had imposed on Aaron and Melissa. And now we have asked the Supreme Court of the United
First Liberty
States to take up the issue.
Okay.
That's correct. First Liberty, and also we're partnered up with another law firm in this regard, former White House counsel and U.S. Ambassador Boyden Gray and his law firm. Boyden Gray is a famous civil rights Supreme Court attorney. And his firm with ours have teamed up on this. Asking the Supreme Court to take up two issues. One, about whether it violates the Klein's free speech rights under the First Amendment to compel them to say something, in this case, to express a message regarding marriage with which they personally disagree. And secondly, that even aside from any speech involved, we're arguing that a person has the right under the free exercise clause, that's the free exercise of religion under the First Amendment, to operate their own privately owned business in a manner consistent with the teachings of their faith. And that both for Aaron and Melissa, both their free speech and their free exercise of religion rights were violated by the state of Oregon. And we've asked the highest court in the land to take up the matter and review this judgment from the Oregon courts.
Okay, now comment on the potential implications for last year's Supreme Court case where they dealt with a Colorado baker. And some people, some conservatives even said, well, they kind of didn't fully deal with the issue. But on the other hand, liberals, I think, by and large, liberals were more disappointed with that decision than conservatives were. But your comments?
Let me give you a two-part response to that. That case was argued by friends of mine with another law firm, wonderful people. In one regard, it was a huge victory. In a second regard, it was a narrow victory, and it's the second part that I hope our case could build upon. Yeah. The part that was a huge victory in the Colorado case, the case of Jack Phillips, is that what the secular left was arguing in this case, not just the plaintiffs in that case, but also the state in our case, excuse me, and the various left-wing groups that have filed briefs supporting that side in both cases, they argued that whatever your religious beliefs are, they pretty much stop at the door of your house and the door of your church. That whenever you open a business, whenever you step into the commercial marketplace, whenever you open something up on Main Street or Market Street, that you have to check your faith at the door, that you have no rights against general laws that you have no constitutional rights regarding your religious faith when you're operating as a commercial business.
Okay, so and just so to quote from an old Supreme Court decision on a different matter, it's almost as if there's this gigantic constitutional magnet, and zoom, 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 you step over that threshold of your private business, and now it's public business, and you lose your constitutional rights. But all right, go on.
Yeah, and that's essentially what the other side has been arguing in both cases. And in that regard, the Masterpiece Cake Shop case was a huge victory because the justices said, actually, no, your rights do apply. And then it just became a question as to how those rights manifest themselves. Okay. Now, in that regard, then, the court issued a very – so that first step was a huge victory. But then the second step, I think, was much more narrow. And that second step was when they were deciding exactly how your rights apply in the business community when you're operating a business, they didn't tackle any of the big issues about free speech or whatnot. Instead, all they noted was that during the hearing of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, during Jack Phillips' hearing before them, one of the commissioners referred to his Christian beliefs on marriage as despicable, and another commissioner compared him to a Nazi. And you just had this horrible language that was directed at him. And again, this was all by the government officers during his hearing.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, and if we could just point out, Jack Phillips' own father helped liberate some of the Nazi concentration camps as a soldier for America during World War II, and he found that even that much more insulting. All right, go on.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Phillips is a salt of the earth gentleman. He's the kind of guy that makes this country great, just like Aaron and Melissa Klein.
Amen.
And so the court, as it was then constituted, the only step they were willing to take was to say that when you are essentially on trial for what you claim is an expression or a living out of your faith, that if the government during your hearing, that everyone is entitled to a neutral decision maker when it comes to the government, everyone's entitled to a full and fair and free hearing to at least assert their arguments and claim what their rights are, and to have that from an unprejudiced decision maker, and that to have those commissioners express such overt and sharp hostility toward your religious faith, not regarding the secular issue, but speaking about your beliefs themselves and using terms like calling them despicable, the court was willing to say there, building upon an earlier decision, a 1993 decision called the Lukumi case, the court in Masterpiece extended Lukumi to say that when the government expresses such hostility to your faith while it is deciding your case, that has violated your rights under the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution. So it didn't get into any of the broader issues about the right to generally run your business according to your faith. It didn't get into any free speech questions. It just dealt with the narrow issue of the fact that you have the right not to have the government express hostility to your faith while it is deciding your claims. And the court stayed silent on all of these big issues going forward. So as a consequence, I think that would leave – that pretty much leaves open any such case where the government decision maker – makes no statements on the record or does nothing to express hostility to your faith. If they stay silent or if they pad the record, maybe by saying on the record how much they respect the sincerity of your beliefs, that's when I would fear that you step outside the protections of Masterpiece Cake Shop. And I think that will probably be that the majority of cases of this nature are going to fall into that camp. I think after Masterpiece Cake Shop, I think government officials who are hostile to these beliefs regarding marriage will just be careful about what they say during the proceedings.
All right. Ken Klukowski from First Liberty, firstliberty.org. Ken, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Jerry.
Okay.
God bless.